Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Years of helping his fellow blinded veterans paid off recently for one dedicated volunteer in the form of the Department of Veterans Affairs National Male Volunteer of the Year Award. James Hogan has logged nearly 3,000 hours of voluntary service through the Blinded Veterans Association. That organization helps blinded veterans and their families by providing service programs, regional groups, resources, and advocacy. There's no charge for any of it, and you don't have to be a member to get help. All legally blinded veterans are eligible for assistance, whether they become blind during or after active duty military service. The volunteers demonstrate equipment and aids used by the blind, provide information on programs and services, and encourage blinded veterans to use the opportunities that will help them become more independent and self-sufficient. The veterans' family members often volunteer too, and in Hogan's case, so does his guide dog, Atticus, who serves as a therapy dog for Veterans Administration hospital patients. Learn more at bva.org or 800-669-7079.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down.
But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Don't stop it us now. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Welcome back. Well, folks, back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We've been doing a little spinning the wheel so far in the first hour. We'll do some more in the second hour. We got some more trivia in the second hour. And we're still talking about do's and don'ts of airplanes. You know, one thing I want to tell you something right now. If you are visually impaired blind and you're shy, then don't fly unless you're traveling with somebody. Because I'll tell you why I say that. Because you have to be able to open up your mouth and always ask questions. Yep. You have to be outspoken. I'm outspoken all the time. By the time I'm
sometimes
dropped off.
They tell you to be quiet.
By the time when they drop me off at that whatever gate it is, the bottom line is I'm going to ask, where am I at? And I would like someone to take me to the gate, and I'll ask, what gate is Philadelphia? And I'll ask, wherever I'm going to, I'm going to Philadelphia, I'll ask, what gate Philadelphia is? And when I get there, I'll ask, is this Philadelphia? Make sure that you know that you're going to Philadelphia. Make sure that you know the gate. So this, you know, the guy who's taking it, don't put you in the wrong spot, because it's happened. There were people, the sky kept could put you on the wrong plane, wrong gate. You have to ask. It's your responsibility to ask. But
Michael, also, is it's happened to me before. Make sure when that person, because sometimes I'll get there you're early, like 45 minutes ahead, and you might get this spot, and there's hardly anybody there yet boarding that plane, getting ready to board that plane. So, but I asked to get near the desk of where the person's making the announcements. That way they can see me. And one time they stuck me in a spot and I didn't know where they stuck me. And they had everybody boarding the plane. And finally, I mean, everybody boarding the plane. I finally spoke up to ask, hey, help. I might be out beyond this plane. And they said, show me your ticket. And I showed them, and they said, we didn't even know you were here. I almost missed my plane because I didn't speak up. So make sure you're up near where they can see you. And then
let me just say this to you folks. This is Michael speaking. As I told you all, if you've been listening to this show for a long time, you'll know I used to be in the garment industry. Yes, I used to manufacture clothes, suits, dress shirts, slacks, things like that. That's what I manufactured. And I was a million miler. That means I used to fly Eastern Airlines when Eastern went out of business, Continental. And I used to stay on one or two airlines. I tried to stay only on those one or two airlines. And wherever they went, they always had a partner of some kind. So I went on the partner. This way I gained those mileage. So I was always flying first class at the cheapest. I paid the cheapest price, but I got always on first class because I was a million miler. I learned many tricks. If you would like to know some of those tricks, you're more than welcome to call me and ask me. I'll be happy to tell you all the tricks, because everything is a trip. When you go into a hotel, there's a trick. When you go to rent a car, if you are sighted, you're renting a car, there's tricks. There's tricks to everything we do. And if you don't do it, you're losing out on all those good tricks.
Michael, I got a baggage trick. I got a baggage trick, which a lot of people don't know of. You know it, Michael, because I don't know if you did it before. I think I told you. What I do is, all right, first of all, with a family, if you haven't flown for a while and you got the family member, whoever's dropping you off at the airport, ask what color is your bag. You might not have used that bag for a while. Is it green? Is it black? Is it yellow?
Wait, right there. Don't go further. There's a trick that I learned right there.
No, I'm getting to it. Getting to that, Michael. That's what I was getting. Know the color, because they'll say, what color is your bag? And I go, green, forest green, and it has a piece of cloth on the handle which hangs like a flag, and it is purple, a purple piece of cloth hanging out that's on the handle of the bag. So you got a green bag and a purple piece of cloth that are, and not many people tie claws to their handles. So that's a quick identifier for him.
Yeah,
that helps you.
One thing I learned a long time ago, when you travel China or all the places I flew, always travel, make sure you have a cloth on there that you can identify if you're blind or you're sighted. You see your bag going around, round, round, and you can see that cloth hanging out. And you always have the sky cap. Look for that color of that flag.
But it's also right good in, for sighted people,
did it.
Too.
Right.
It's also
right
good
now,
for
we're
sighted people.
If you can squeeze in. Let's squeeze in this trivia.
Hey,
right
we
now.
Got, we got a caller calling in.
On the phone.
Yeah,
that's more important. Okay. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Yeah, we got Miss Carolyn. Hi. Carolyn, how you doing?
Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia. How you doing, Carolyn?
I'm good. I want to wish you happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much, Carolyn. Thank you so much.
You know what, Carolyn? Seems like you just said that yesterday. Is it really a year?
I know. Time flies.
Yes. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I bet I can play a show from last year, and Carolyn said the same thing.
Well, thank you so much.
You're so sweet.
You're a sweetie pie. You're a sweetie pie. Hey, Carolyn, you want to spin the wheel?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you one. You want
okay.
to spin the wheel?
Okay.
Here's Carolyn. Spinning the wheel. Spin the wheel for
okay.
Carolyn. Spin the wheel for
all
Carolyn.
Right,
spin
go,
the wheel.
Carolyn. Good luck.
Good luck, Carolyn.
All right.
Let's see what you
here
get.
Here I go.
What you win?
Oh, chip clips again. I promise you there are other things on the wheel.
She got what did she get?
Chip clips.
Oh, you got chip clips.
Yeah.
Well, thank okay, you clips anyway. Coming to you.
Okay.
They're handy. Everybody can use chip clips.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I can always use more.
There you go.
There you
all
go.
Right,
well, thank you for calling. Let's see if we can do a fast trivia.
Thank you, Carol.
Thanks, Carol.
Fast trivia. Chris, put on my. Who's singing this song? Four numbers, 407-894-1680. Let's see if anybody can get this one. This is a toughie. Who is singing this song?
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? This was a big artist.
Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Daylight come and me want go home. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Daylight come and me want go home.
Day, he's a day.
Okay, Chris. So who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
Chris, I bet Carter would have known that, but it's too early for him,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, Carter would have definitely known that one.
Yeah.
Who is singing that? Anybody know that song? Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680.
He probably knows the guy that sung it.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, maybe someone will be on the line tell us who's singing that song. 407-894-1680. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión. ¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com. Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
I was listening for the last 5-10 minutes.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. So, is anybody on the line from a hangover from before the break?
I got a phone line full.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. So, we got Jupiter, Florida in the building. We have Boca Raton, Florida in the building, and Tamarack, Florida in the building, in that order. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, part one of the dynamic duel.
Who's in Jupiter?
Let's take the first call.
Jupiter.
Our guest caller's online. Chris,
who's in Jupiter?
All right, we got Christine and Jupiter.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Christine, you're
Christine.
Up. Hello,
hi,
Christine.
How are you doing?
You're up. Doing good. You're up.
So who do you think is singing the song, Christine?
Harry Belafonte.
100% right. You are 100% right. Harry Belly Button. That's what I used to say when I was a kid. Harry Belly Button. Harry Belafonte. Does he, you know why he said belly button? Because you'd always see his belly button because he always wore these shirts.
Oh, yeah.
The midriff was always showing. Harry Belly Button. Yep. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy it.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Enjoy your Subway sandwich.
All right, Christine, hold on. Don't hang up, all right?
Who else on the line?
We have Nigel from Boca Raton. Nigel, how you doing, Nigel?
Great.
Hey, Nigel.
How you? Hey,
Hi, Nigel.
Hey, Michael and Lynn. How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
Those yourself, are good,
we can't talk long. We have a guest ready to come on. So what was happening? What you want?
Well, I just wanted to point out that one of your, since Christine already beat me to it, okay, she beat me to the punch.
Yes.
Good for her because it's ladies first. That makes sense. That's very appropriate. And shout out to Christine. And Carrie, if she's listening also. Also, just want to point out, by the by, one of your Lighthouse Works commercials is in error. The announcer erroneously indicates that the website is lighthouseworks.com/careers. Okay? You might want to check that one. I don't know who the announcer is, but
Nigel,
he says backslash.
Nigel.
Okay,
Nigel,
I'll check it out, Nigel.
You can call in again later, okay?
Call again later. We've got to go see our guest.
Just letting you know. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Nigel. Yeah, calling. Appreciate it.
Okay, everybody. Not to interrupt everybody, but we have a show clock. We'd like to welcome back our guest, Zoomer, Adam Spencer from Able Docs. And Adam is the founder of Able Docs, which is a worldwide leader in PDF accessibility. And Adam's going to explain to us what this is all about. Welcome back, Adam.
Thanks so much, everyone. Great to be back.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Adam.
Alrighty. So tell everybody about Able Docs and why it's so valuable for the blind and low vision community.
Well, from the last time we spoke, we're really excited to be entering also the web accessibility side of things to make sure that all digital content is fully accessible. So for us, it's really the ensuring of barrier-free access to all content. So we want to make sure that when files are created, they are fully accessible to screen reader users, screen magnifiers, reflow devices, and can be fully interacted with. And that's been our mission since day one.
Okay. Well, tell us some more.
Well, for as long as I can recall, there's been a war on formats. And you know, from a document accessibility standpoint, we've seen content being stripped out and losing the semantic meaning of the content. What I mean by that is it's not just a matter of hearing the words, it's understanding the relationship of the content between them. So we really want to make sure that the structure in that file is consistent and it's informative to make that reading experience as easy as possible.
If anybody
and
has,
especially,
I was just going to throw out the phone number. What's the phone number, Michael?
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you would like to call and ask any questions. Adam?
And I'm sure there's many, many people out there that have difficulty with PDF files. So please speak up, call in, and ask Adam questions. I'm sorry, Adam. Please continue.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, I was just going to say that. That there's often been this war on formats where the meaning of the words has gotten lost because there hasn't been individuals who are creating that content or writing the documents don't understand how a user is going to interact with that content. Very often they only think about a visual user reading the file itself rather than understanding that there's such great importance of understanding the relationship of that content digitally. And we've seen throughout COVID how much more content has moved digitally, and that on-demand need for full accessibility is unparalleled. So it's more important than ever
not that it wasn't important before by any stretch of the imagination, but it because organizations are not working from the office and being able to have those accommodations made, we now need to make sure that that content's accessible from the time it's written.
Since I don't know too much about PDF files, Adam, I do everything in Word. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, recently somebody asked me, oh, please convert this to PDF. We need to have it PDF. And I didn't know how to do it. I had to go to, this was before we knew you. And I had to Google, you know, how to convert from Word to PDF. I knew nothing. But
sure.
What makes it accessible? How does it change? How does the file change for people?
That's a great question. The biggest way that it changes is that you now have live access to the text layer. And previously, PDFs were an image. They were basically a flat image where you weren't able to access any of the content with meaning. So historically, people would open a file and it would just say blank. Oh, now we put a code layer around every single element in the file. And with that, we're able to bring the text to life. And from there, you now can have screen reader access or, again, any of the other adaptive technologies interact with that content. So you're able to now pull those words off the page and allow the user to navigate that content and understand what's being written on the page rather than just leaving it in a Word format, for example, which no organization is going to publish a Word file. There's no fidelity to that content. And when I say fidelity, I know that when I send a PDF, what I created is going to be what you receive. And a Word file can be edited. So when you think about bank statements or health information or credit card statements, it's imperative that we have that fidelity of content to make sure that when I send you that file, it's exactly right. It's what I said it needed to contain. And so that's a big difference. And you know, creating a PDF is as simple as file save as or file export to PDF. It's the most ubiquitous file format in the world. There were over 2 billion files loaded to the internet last year, PDFs specifically. And so when you consider how much content is being created, it really is it imperative that we ensure that those files are fully accessible. And for most organizations, it's a fundamental part of their authoring process that they're going to save that PDF and load it to their website or email it through distribution to make sure that you've got that content. And the answer isn't to just change it to another format. It's making sure that the formats we have are fully accessible.
Tell us a little bit about, and thank you for explaining that. Tell us a little bit, you were mentioning about the websites. You're working more and more with companies now, making them more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest problem that you're finding with the websites? And I would think that people would call in and complain to you right now, but they're all listening to you.
Well, I'm happy to play the therapy role.
Sounding could be the sounding.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, part of the biggest challenge with website accessibility is that we've seen in recent months that people are looking for the easy way out. And what I mean by that is organizations are trying to be accessible, but they don't really know what that means.
Adam?
So they've had an ADA lawsuit. Yeah.
Adam, I'm sorry to interrupt. Please don't think I'm being rude, but we have a caller that has a question for you. And then maybe it's relevant to what I just asked you. Who's on the line, Chris?
We got the one and only part two of the dynamic duel, the one and only Miss Carrie from British Columbia. Carrie.
Does she have a question for Adam?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, y'all, how are you doing today?
Canada.
Hey,
what is your question for Adam?
So I don't purport to know a whole lot about it, but does this work in conjunction with a Mac?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, because that's the thing. A lot of programs are not geared for the Mac, and a lot of, you know, jobs and things that I've dealt with, you know, don't work with the Mac. And also, could you elaborate a little more? I was a little bit unclear about what exactly you do.
So we have both software and services that make those files fully accessible. So, for example, coming out of Microsoft Word, we have a piece of software that would make a Word file into a PDF and be 100% fully accessible and compliant with the standard. We then have services to do that on your behalf. So if an organization is creating content, we can do that on their behalf. We have tools to fix PDFs, and as well as high-volume solutions. So for things like credit card statements, we have a fully automated AI-driven solution that makes all of that high-volume content fully accessible. The reason that we're getting into the web accessibility side of things is because there are add-ons that purport to make things fully accessible, and the reality is they don't. And so organizations who are trying to do the right thing and trying to make their content accessible, they're being basically duped and lied to by these companies that are selling this inaccessible solution and playing off people's ignorance. And it's just completely wrong. And there have been a number of lawsuits actually lodged. It is. And you know, for me, this is the difference between someone being able to independently navigate the world and read content, and how can you lie about what your technology does when it makes it either readable or not?
And that
independence is critical.
Adam,
I've had that experience before.
Thank you, Carrie, for calling in.
Thank you,
Adam,
so much. Have a great day.
My question is, Carrie's calling in, and she's not from an organization; she's an individual. So.
Yeah.
Would somebody like Carrie be able to buy your services, or should she complain to the website and, you know, other?
Well, she might belong to a group, though.
I don't know.
The answer is both. I mean, any time a user has a problem accessing a piece of content, we absolutely are there to answer those questions.
Okay.
And yes, like, educate the people that you're working with, the organizations that are providing you documents. If they don't know, that's okay. And it's not just a matter of complaining. It's a matter of educating. You know, so often we see either lawsuits or human rights complaints filed against organizations. And it's not that they're trying to do something wrong. It's that they don't know any better.
Right.
Yeah, they just don't know. And for those of us who understand print disabilities and understand what needs to be done, we kind of get in our own little bubble. We know what needs to be done and think everyone else should. Well, the reality is they don't know. I mean, even when I started into document accessibility, my mom came to me and said, I want you to look at this PDF accessibility problem. And I said, I don't know the first thing about Braille. And she came back and said, no, you idiot, it's text-to-speech. I didn't know. I didn't know. Now
I
know.
I mean, look, Michael wasn't always blind, and we didn't know anything either, right, Michael? And so
I still don't know anything.
Well, yeah, you're right.
I didn't know anything about it. Thank you.
Hey, Lynn, yes. I just want to say this is the quietest Michael's been on a whole show.
Yeah, because he doesn't know about computers like you, right?
So that's exactly.
Adam, asking all the questions because these two don't know what to ask.
I'm an illiterate.
I admit it.
Yeah, they're two older people that don't know computers, right? Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, and that's why making those files accessible is so important, because it makes it easier. And
right.
It's not just for people with print disabilities. If we make documents accessible, they can be used better by everyone. And again, that's a big part of our mission, is getting people to understand document accessibility benefits
everyone.
And it's everybody. I mean, it helps it be more search engine optimized, so that you can find content from Google. It can be used on different devices, like an iPhone or an Android device, and a tablet as well as a desktop or laptop.
I'll tell you right off the bat where it's needed. I'll tell you right now. You know where it's needed?
Where?
I don't know if you ever thought about this. The hospitals.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you why I say that, because I'm in and out of the hospital so much in the last couple of months, and they always want me to sign something, and I said, I'm blind, I can't read it, and they always want me to sign things. I said, well, I'm sorry, I have to wait for my wife to come, because I'm not signing anything. And they don't have anything. Everything's in writing. And
everything's on the tablet.
Everything's on the tablet.
And it's such an old way of thinking. And you know, we can have digital signatures. That exists. That's a thing. and you can just type in your name, and it is just as legally binding as scribbling on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Especially throughout COVID, we've seen the acceptance of digital signature explode.
Exactly.
And, you know, healthcare is so important. And, you know, Michael, you're fortunate enough, obviously, to have someone who can be there with you. But what if you didn't? And
I wouldn't
you
sign
need
it.
To know. Well, you need to know what's going on with your personal health. And,
correct.
And
but they don't say. They say everything's here for you.
Exactly.
Right. Sign your life away.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Adam. So give everybody
the website. Thanks, Adam.
So they can find out more information.
It's my pleasure. So it's abledocs.com, ABLEDOCS.com.
And it's on our website.
And it is. And you can always send us an email. You can send it to contact@abledocs.com. And reach out, and we're always happy to jump on and help you with any of the files that you might have. Or if you know of an organization that needs help with their document accessibility, our team's always available to help them understand what needs to be done.
And Carrie, they called in from British Columbia. I hope you heard what Adam said. And if you didn't, just write to Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
.org.
.org. And we'll give you the information to reach out to Adam. Well, thank you so much, Adam.
Thank you so much, Adam.
Look forward to talking to
you
again.
Thanks, Adam.
Can't wait till the next time. Okay, have your document accessibility questions at the ready.
Thank you.
Talk soon.
Oh, good. Take care.
Take care.
Be well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was right, Adam.
Thanks for going to break. And we'll be back, right?
We'll be back. Thank Don't go back. Away. We'll be right back. You're listening
we'll
to the Blind Radio Show. I don't hear the cast. Chris, you there?
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field?
Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. We're going right now to the phone lines. We speak to Kim. Kim, are you there? Kim?
Yes, I'm here.
Where are you calling in from, Kim?
Excuse me?
Where are you calling in from, Kim?
This is Mona. I'm in Tamarack.
This is Mona.
Mona, where are you calling in from, Mona?
Tamarack, Florida.
Oh, Tamarack, Florida. Okay. How you doing down there, South Florida?
Little rain, a little lightning, a little thunder.
That's like
we got the same. Yep, we got the same.
The question?
Are you? I tried to get in earlier,
and I knew the Harry Belafonte, but I was too late for that.
Okay. Here's one right now. Since you're on the phone right now, I'm going to ask you one question. If you want to spin the wheel, you can. So, if I gave you $10,000, what would you do with it? And who would you give it to for their birthday?
I would split it up between my two kids.
Oh, that's nice.
That's very nice.
I hope the kids appreciate it. And
they're listening. And what would you just give them the money? And that's it.
And say
give them a trip to Hawaii or
something. They both have houses and they always need money for something.
That's right. Okay.
Would you like to spin the wheel?
I would love to.
Okay, spin the wheel, see what you get.
Lean back, Michael, so I can do
okay.
The whole elbow.
Okay.
In the face.
Spin the wheel. Make a good one.
Tell Lynn, say, Lynn, spin the wheel.
Gary, what?
Lynn, please spin the wheel.
Okay. We've got subway cards, multiple. We've got
$25 gift cards, US.
$25 Visa gift card. Here we go. And other things. All right, wait. I'm going to get you.
Doing it from Mona.
Here we go.
That was a good one. Okay.
Oh, darn it. I almost said something else. It just missed the Visa.
Oh, just missed the $25. What you get? Oh, you got all right, you just won yourself saltwater taffies. Hope you enjoy saltwater taffies.
Yeah.
My dentist will love it.
Your dentist will love it. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's great.
So leave your name and address, Mona.
How do you
and we'll send it to you.
Mona.
Thank you so much.
This is up. Are you on WFTL radio?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, thanks for listening. Appreciate it so much.
Call back again.
Anytime, call back.
Don't forget
to give your name and address to Chris. So we sent it to you. Okay.
Well,
so now, here's another one. Why I got you on the phone, everybody. While you're listening, listen to this one. So I want to know now how you met your significant other. Here's another question. How you met your significant other. Okay, it could be your boyfriend, or it could be your girlfriend, could be your wife, could be your best friend, could be anything. How did you meet him? Okay, I want to know.
Hey, Michael?
Florida, wait a second, from Florida or Georgia? So now, one person calling in from Florida or Georgia, state of Florida or Georgia, to spin the wheel. Okay, I want to know how you met your significant other, or your friend, or your partner, or whatever. Oh, what, Dave? Gary?
Okay, I have a new thing now for our thing. Just like it would be on a television show. Now, they call in, and they're going to tell you what their question was. You tell it, and they say, okay. go ahead. And what they have to do is say, Lynn, spin the wheel. They have to say, Lynn, spin the wheel.
Okay.
That's why they do it on television.
Okay.
That's why they do it on television show.
Okay, when I do, yeah, he watch all he does is watch.
I don't watch any TV. I haven't turned on a television in over a year. Yeah.
So they got to say, Lynn, spin the wheel, then you'll spin the wheel.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. So if you are in Florida or Georgia, state of Florida or state of Georgia, call in now. 407-894-1680.
Michael, why don't you talk a little bit about your special show next week?
Oh, next week.
Birthday,
let me
day
tell you
show.
Something. Woo! For my birthday show, which is next week, folks, I put together a great show. If you like music, if you like, especially like songs in the 50s and 60s, we're going to have Sonny Duop here. We're going to have Sid Payne, my friend who I used to go to American Bandstand with, Sid Payne, and we're going to have Vinny.
Vinny from Kissimmee.
Vinny.
Yep. So...
Yeah, I like
and we're going to get the audience involved with it, because what we'll be doing, we'll be guessing the song as far as who's singing it and where they're from. The audience will be giving what's the name of the song. And we're only giving top 50, top 60 songs by Cashbox or Billboard. That's the hit parade. So we're not going to pick any songs most people would never heard of. So when I gave out the promo to these guys, I gave an example. An example was At the Hop. That was a song called At the Hop by Danny and the Juniors. And those guys are from Philadelphia, South Philadelphia High School. That's right. You know, I don't know if you know, a lot of groups came from South Philadelphia High School. As far as I know, nobody came from Germantown. As far as maybe if somebody's listening, they tell me that somebody came from Germantown that was in the music business. Or Alney, where my sister-in-law went, Alney. As far as I know, most of the singers came from, listen to this one, Gratz from Philadelphia or South Philadelphia High School. Some came from West Philadelphia High School. But South Philadelphia had a lot of them. Frankie Avalon, Bobby Rydell, a lot of folks, Chubby Checker, a lot of them came from South Philadelphia High School. So Danny DeJunior, I came from West Philly, I think. Anyway, who do you think came from Gratz? Patti LaBelle came from Gratz. So anyway, folks, nobody's calling in. Anybody calling in from Florida or Georgia?
For you, Michael.
Wait, Gary, wait a second.
Yeah.
Chris, anybody calling in from Florida or Georgia?
No, not yet. That's it.
Okay. What day, Gary?
Well, I want to know, seeing you're from Philadelphia, why do they call Philadelphia the city of love?
No, not love, city of brotherly love, because we're all
brotherly
brothers.
Love.
Brotherly love, because it's a very loving, brotherly
well, I
love.
I never saw anything like it. When a team wins, they turn over cars and close problems.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's a rough. Philadelphia's rough.
Philadelphia's got the greatest pretzels. We have the greatest pretzels, greatest cheesesteaks. We're sore losers, and we love enemies. Anyway, there's three cities in this country that are the fans are the most notorious: Boston, New York, and Philadelphia. Those three cities, with the Jets and the Boston and the Phillies, the Yankees and the Giants. Not so much. The Mets are a little crazy too. Those fans, but. If you're a Philadelphia fan,
I don't know, Mike. I might beg to differ with you just a little bit.
What? No, Chicago was
not.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no. We got
a great
fan. You got to go out west. You got to go way west, California,
Oakland.
Oakland.
Are you talking about Oakland?
Yes, sir.
Oakland. Yeah. Okay, you got me on that one. Oakland. I forgot about Oakland. Oakland's a crazy town too. Yep.
Philadelphia is a tough town.
Yeah, it is. Tough, very
right,
tough.
Right. Philadelphia, they'll love you in 5 minutes and can't stand you in three.
Yeah.
Lynn got mad. I took her to a football game when I first met her. Remember that?
A football game?
Yeah. And what happened was one of the guys went off the field hurt. And
I was there.
Yeah, you were there. You said why were they booing him? And you said
I ran for Philly's game. Yeah. Got hit with the ball.
That was the ball. No, football. Game. Because you said why were they booing him?
Oh.
And I said because he's the opponent. Well, and you said the guy just got hurt. They don't care if he got hurt.
I was listening to your sports station earlier. The woman called in and said, "I'm sick and tired of hearing everybody complain about the Phillies."
Yeah.
That's what they do in Philadelphia. They complain.
Yeah.
So, Chris, did you see the picture of the spinning wheel?
Yeah, I like how you put that thing together in 3 minutes.
It took me a little more than 3 minutes.
So if I didn't tell the people here, let me tell you something right now about the spinning wheel so you'll know.
You can see all the prizes.
It starts with the $25 gift cards. That's from Visa.
Yeah, there's two of those. Top and one on the bottom.
12 o'clock and 6 o'clock
right.
is the two spots for the 25.
Right.
Then around next to them, you have is four spots, two on each side, for the $10 gift cards from Subway. Mm-hmm. Then besides them, you have there's four spots, two on each side again for the lollipops, and I love those lollipops. We haven't gotten any lollipops today.
They don't know what they're missing.
And then there's, believe it or not, there's only three spots for those.
There's only two chip clips and two taffies.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
Yeah. I mean, so far, it landed more on the.
And I'm giving it my all.
Yeah. Chip clips. It's funny. The one that has the least amount on it, the board, is the. Those, what do you call those clips?
Chip clips.
The taffies.
Yeah.
So the
but you know those chip clips are handy. They're really handy for anything
in the house. Running out of those things. Yeah.
Yep.
So, anyway,
the fact that I had one the other day, I've had for quite a while. I went to open it, it snap, and just fell apart. I never saw one do that before, but they wear out.
So nobody wants to talk about where they met their significant other. Okay. So I'll go back to some other thing. Florida, Georgia. You can call it now. Florida, Georgia. If I gave it $10,000. Who would you give it to? And what the reason? Got that one? Florida and Georgia.
That was so nice what Terry said. He would buy his wife a diamond ring. That's an expensive diamond ring, $10,000.
Well, what the other person said about the kids.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yep.
There was the grandmother.
But it was 407-894-1680.
894-1680. No, it was Howie Shaffron and his wife said they would split it among the four grandchildren, and then Mona said she'd give it to her two kids. So that's nice.
I want to tell you a quick one. I don't count on this marriage thing. I was only married once, but
that's
when
it?
I was in
only
the
once?
Navy.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on a Navy base. I worked part time for rec center. And we had pool tables in there, and we had dances on Friday nights and stuff. And this girl came in, and I met her that night. And we went outside to take a break for a while. And I said, "Man, I want to marry you." And this was in November, and I married her in March. And I was married for 13 years, but you know how that goes. But, yeah.
That was a long time for one.
I told her first night, I said, "I'm going to marry you." And man, if I didn't get married in just 4 months later.
Oh.
Yep.
That was a long time, 13 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, a long time, 13 years. But, you know, 13 years is bad luck, so that's how it goes. That's okay. You know, had to do it once.
So you telling me you wouldn't get married again?
No.
Not at all?
No.
She,
I got a question for you.
Gary.
How many people have been married to the same person more than once? See about that one. Anybody listening to the show?
Anybody
married to the same person?
We only have 5 minutes, Michael. That's a topic for another.
407-894-680.
So you said,
how many times?
Did you ask, how many times have you been married to the same person more than once?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so basically y'all were together, then you got divorced, and then got remarried again to each other? So
yep.
What was the purpose of that divorce?
Yep.
You just needed a break?
Or I'll tell you, how about this one? Got married, divorced, married to a different person, and came back to them. And then got divorced again.
Okay, now the only way I can see that If you got married, got divorced for whatever reasoning, then got remarried again to somebody else, and that person, you know, left life, and then went back to the first life that you had in your first marriage.
Yeah,
I can see that.
I guess
you'll leave them hanging on that one, Michael. That's,
you got Chris going out. Yeah, it's a long story.
Was that too much?
Sorry, you can't make it short. All right. And how about when you got married to somebody you didn't recognize them in the diner? Okay, let's go on.
Yeah, right.
Jerry, has that one happened? You didn't recognize the person you were married to.
Wait a minute. That's funny. That's funny.
Another story.
How did you not recognize the person that you married to?
What's this?
You said you went to a restaurant and they didn't recognize that they used to be married to you?
All right. Now I'll be honest. I'll be honest now to my listening audience. The days when I was sighted, I was married to a woman and we got divorced. And then I saw her about 20 years later.
With Dad in the diner.
With 20 years later. And I was with my Lynn and Lynn's father, my father-in-law in New Jersey. And I happened to see her, but I didn't know who it was right away. And I said to Lynn, I think I recognize that girl, but I don't know. I'm trying to think of where I met her.
Some dummy.
Okay, come on.
Did you sidle over there, or did you make me? How would I know? I wouldn't know who she was. I think you kind of moved.
I purposely went to the men's room so I could get a closer look at her. Then I came back from the men's room. I said, I know who she is. So my father said, who is she? I said, my ex-wife.
I bet he was thrilled.
Oh, gosh.
Did you speak? Did you at least say hi?
No, we never said hi. No.
Well, anyway, let me tell everybody that next week, Michael already told you, is going to be a really rocking special show for his birthday and Father's Day. And we'd like you to join us next week, June 20th. And also Ben Shaverman from Foundation Fighting Blindness will be joining us. And we look forward to that. And Sid, Vinny, and Sonny Doo-Wop and more to celebrate Michael's birthday and Father's Day.
And let me just say, folks,
I want to make sure Chris is going to be
Chris,
with
of course,
us.
Is going to be with us.
Let's make sure.
Yeah, I'll be around.
And Dave is going to be with us. And David's going to be with us.
Yes, and David.
Dave is going to be with us.
Yeah, David.
Listen, folks, as you know, we try to make every week something different for the vision, parent, blind, and also the sighted folks that are listening. We try to make every week a fun, entertaining show. I hope that today's show was somewhat fun and entertaining for you. Hope you learned something. We got to talk more about the planes for people that are older or people that are blind or vision impaired. There's a lot of tricks I can tell you, first of all. Most people didn't call. I'm surprised with their stories. I'm really surprised.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hey, Michael, I got something to say. I want to say stay tuned to after our show. There's another good show coming on with Carter. Is Carter there tonight yet?
Yeah, he already in the building. He's setting up right now as we speak.
I tell everybody to stay tuned and listen to Carter. He's got some good music.
I wonder if you ever heard of Harry Belafonte. You ever hear of Harry Belafonte?
Yeah. Of course. Carter would have known that. Probably knew him.
Come on, me wanna go home.
That's right.
I thought you were going to call in, Carter.
It's too much.
Wait, no, he said he was on the road driving and he said he was going to call in, but he missed it.
Hey, folks, let me tell you something right now. Thank you for having us in your home tonight. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope we at least entertained you. Hope you had some laughs. And I hope you'll keep on listening to us every week. And each week is different. Try to entertain you. What are you waving?
Well, it's 9:00.
I can't see too well, but I always see something in my face.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Listen,
good night.
Folks,
good night, Gary, Chris.
One thing I want to tell you all, stay right there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Take care. God bless you all. Stay well.
Good night. Good night. Peace, guys.